An estimated 50,000 people attended the concert the weekend of June 28, 1970, on a farm near the central Wisconsin town of Iola. Former Portage County Sheriff Dan Hintz was there when a fight broke out between gun-wielding bikers and thousands of hippies.
There were thousands with sticks and fence posts and pieces of wire, you name it. The cyclists hop on their bikes with one person facing forward, the other backwards, shooting back at the crowd, and there were, I believe, three people hit. The people stacked the motorcycles on a pile and torched them.
No one was killed. Within a year, 65 of Wisconsin's 72 counties had passed laws restricting mass gatherings. Dan Hintz describes the events in his new book, In Pursuit of Justice, Memoirs of a Small-Town Sheriff. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Former Portage County Sheriff Dan Hintz recalls the 1984 encounter with a posse comitatus in his new book, In Pursuit of Justice, Memoirs of a Small-Town Sheriff. Hintz was in charge of a regional effort to remove the heavily armed group, described by the FBI as domestic terrorists, from a fortified compound in rural Tigerton Dells.
They had signs all over indicating that any federal agent stepping on a property will be shot. The survivors would be prosecuted.
Dan Hintz says an early morning raid took the posse comitatus by surprise after they ignored a face-to-face ultimatum.
Move, you will. You know, you're going to be removed. I would love to avoid bloodshed. You got women and children in this compound with you.
The posse comitatus was evicted without a shot being fired. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.